contract types, terms, and conditions. When an organization engages in international trade, it will enter into a number of contracts that are standard among the entities conducting business abroad, including sales, a sales contract between the exporter and the importer, insurance, an insurance contract between the exporter and the importer, carriage, a carriage contract between the exporter, the importer, and the transportation carriers, bank, a contract between the exporter or importer and its bank, which specifies arrangements for payment, agent/distributor, a contract between the exporter and its distributor or agent, if that is the chosen mode of entry. Senior sales managers, logistics managers, and legal advisors are typically involved in the execution of these legal documents. Be aware of the financial risks involved in international trade. International trade is often between parties who have never met in person, and the exporter typically lacks first-hand knowledge of the importer's business dealings and reputation. The exporter should evaluate the risk of exposure for his or her own business in the event that the importer fails to pay the invoice or makes only a partial payment on the goods delivered. There is also country risk, including the likelihood of the exporter not getting paid for reasons relating to the importing country's government stability, labor relations with customs and port personnel, who are known to strike often, overall economic health, and the prevalence of business fraud and corruption in the country. There is no simple or direct legal recourse abroad for international disputes, and collection of a past due account can be very difficult and expensive. However, in 1980, the United Nations implemented its Convention on Contracts for the International Sale of Goods, CISG, also called the Vienna Convention, to assist in settling disputes such as the other party picking and choosing which country's laws to use, choice of law issues, by providing accepted substantive rules on which contracting parties, courts, and arbitrators may rely, according to the convention's language. As of 2023, 97 countries had ratified the CISG. The U.S. left out some provisions and partly ratified it. U.S. companies can opt out by expressly excluding its application, but often otherwise are opted in by default. The U.K. is notable for not being a signatory. Check the additional resources for a link to the related website. Contracts of sale terms and conditions. Typical international terms of sale usually cover the physical products involved in the sale, payments for the products, insurance for in-transit products, and freight costs, legal title to the products, required documents from all parties, responsibility for controlling products or caring for livestock in transit. When doing business abroad, the more specific the contract terms are, the less room there will be for misinterpretation by any of the involved parties. Here is a more detailed list of terms you may want to include in a contract, such as a purchase order, specification of the language in which the contract will be written, product specifications, for example, whether the manufacturer will use ISO standards and regulations. Pricing may include the cost of packaging and allowable price increases within specific time frames. Order requirements, quantities, and due dates or acceptable delivery windows. Conditions for incentives and the application of penalties. Security requirements for confidential information, proprietary data, or goods in transit. Status update requirements that foster open and regular communication regarding problems or concerns about the transaction. Quality checks, how they will be conducted, the standards used, and the process for dealing with poor quality products. Problem resolution steps to follow and whether a third party, for example, an arbiter, must be used. Legal entity that will govern the agreement, the laws of a specific country, or the CISG rules. Contract termination process and required timing of notifications. Payment terms, form of payment, timing, currency exchange, and a time period to calculate average exchange rate, transfer of ownership.